This hour of Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
I blatantly lied. Like I said, I had a great workout. And I rode the bike for 20 minutes, and then I took a basketball and shot around for half an hour.
Let it ride!
And then I went home.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
So it's a pretty wild afternoon in the sports world. It's midweek. If you're at home, though, you get to watch a Blue Jay game on Facebook. Today was one of those Facebook Blue Jay games.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the motivation is with that. I know there's probably money involved, but I find it to be garbage. I'm not going on Facebook to watch it.
Okay, then don't go on it.
What are you doing to people? Like, I want
it's
to
about
the
future, though. This is where it's going. I don't know why Facebook has to have exclusivity. Like, they must have paid a lot more money, right? It's one thing to be able to stream it on your website, but it's also on the TV where you're trying to just get into the game, so to speak. They must have paid extra money so that it's exclusively on Facebook, probably just to garner information, find out how many people are actually willing to seek it out on Facebook. Is it worth it? Because that's where it's all going, man.
Maybe it's to steal your information. Isn't Facebook still in hot water for all of the nonsense they were up
I believe to? They are. Now, they've come out and said that they're trying to change, and they've learned from past mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
But I read a piece, I think it was in Esquire recently, about how there's basically four or five companies that either own the world or are going to own the world.
Yeah.
And it's Facebook, Google, Amazon.
Jeff Bezos is the richest man on the planet.
And I think maybe Microsoft is still included. Those are your five companies. So they all have so much money, and they're all worth so much more than every other company almost combined that eventually they're just going to buy up everything.
Yeah, they're just buying up everything. Yep.
It just seems goofy. Like, what are restaurants thinking of that deal? People that have the Jays game on, you want to watch it? You can't watch it.
Well, that's why you got the World Cup going. Right? You had World Cup matches going this afternoon. Mm. So it's actually a great time of year if you are someone who's at home during the day. Not a lot of people are, but if you happen to be sitting at home, maybe catch a Jays game on Facebook, maybe watch the World Cup on TSN.
Catch a nap on the couch. Lots of things going on. Nice weather, probably people outside. I was forced to be outside a lot today, running around. Lots of errands.
Forced to be outside.
Yeah. It's not temperature controlled outside.
No, it's not. It's not really temperature controlled in here either. We may have an issue on our hands. If it comes up, we'll let everybody know.
I had a doggy play date with Leo Routens today.
Really? You reached out to Leo and his dog?
No, we just saw each other. I was walking home from the gym and he was tooting around.
Was he tarp off?
No, he was tarp on. He's got one dog the size of Gracie and the other one's a Great Dane looking thing.
A lot of dogs. Like at a dog park?
No, we ran into each other.
Okay.
Leo's got balls, I'll tell you that. He goes no leash.
Really?
Downtown, no leash.
You are just asking for people to yell at you for their dog coming around you. Because if they're not a dog person, they go crazy. Get your dog away from me.
Well, that dog's got to be really well trained then. He must have that dog.
His dogs are well trained. But
you snap your fingers and those dogs are running.
Yeah,
still, ballsy move to go no leash.
Big time. Did he say anything about the NBA draft? Were you guys talking about the Raptors' plans tomorrow night?
Zero. Talked about LeBron a little bit.
Sure sounds like he's going to the Lakers.
You think so?
That's what everyone's saying now. I mean, the report, I guess, came out earlier this week that there was a reporter down in Houston, who I don't know why he didn't report this at the time, but my understanding of the report is that Chris Paul had been telling people throughout the season, LeBron's not coming to Houston because he doesn't like Houston. He doesn't like the city.
Yeah, and they're very close.
They're
like
very
each
close.
Godparents for the kids.
Yeah, it's those two. It's Dwayne Wade. It's Carmelo Anthony. They all came into the league around the same time. They're all really close. So Chris Paul, I guess, had been saying this all year, that he's not coming to Houston. Now, maybe he stays in Cleveland, but it feels as if we had Tom Penn on yesterday from ESPN, and he's like, I think he's coming to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And this Kawhi Leonard stuff is blowing up again because he spoke with Popovich.
Right?
Flew out to meet him in San Diego earlier this week, and I guess nothing came out of it other than Kawhi continues to say, I want out, and I want to go to L.A. I want to go to the Lakers.
Right.
So the Lakers, who have been awful for years, This is all you need. You need one superstar. You need one guy to start leaning towards your program.
Are you saying there's a possibility? If a guy told me as an organization I want out and this is where I want to go, he gets the bird, the Jeff Doyle wave, and then no thanks.
Well, he can ask for whatever he wants.
That's
you're right.
Bill, not, remember, what was Bill Belichick's move? You don't want to resign? Guess where you're going? Cleveland. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Someone didn't want to resign in New England. He said, okay, have fun down in Cleveland.
Yeah, linebacker Collins, I think it was. Now, he ended up getting paid in Cleveland because Cleveland's so bad. They're like, yeah, we'll pay you.
They need
if you're willing to stick around, we'll give you the cash.
Right.
They won a Super Bowl that year, too. That was 2 years ago.
Maybe the NHL's starting to catch up to the NBA. You never know, Brian. You never know. If JT moves and Carlson moves.
I hope so. I do hope so. I mean, I think there's a middle ground that is probably ideal for sports fans.
Yeah.
Like in the NBA, when it's crushing when your superstars are like, get me out of here and I'm leaving. And it can be difficult to always see them wanting to end up in the same spots.
Four teams, like
four or five teams. Absolutely. Where that doesn't really apply in the NHL. But it's one thing for a player to want out in the NHL. Like maybe Carlson does, but I don't sense that Erik Karlsson's going to be calling a shot in terms of where he wants to go. I mean, I don't get that sense that not only does he want to leave Ottawa, he's dying to play in New York.
Right.
Or I want to go to California. Like, yeah. I haven't heard that.
No, he has, from my understanding, a no-fly zone for 10 teams. So that leaves it open to 20, because you take the Senators out of the mix, 31. So there's 20 other teams he can go to. And you could probably cross 10 off the list immediately, because either cap ramifications or they don't have the assets to make it work, or just, I mean, realistically, it's just not a fit for their where they're at. In the, like, Buffalo's not a mix in the mix.
They're now, not going to give up Darlene
right,
for him.
Now, they may not be on his list. I'm not privy to his list. But to say Buffalo wasn't, that would probably be a team that it's a no-fly anyways. So it's... With Tavares, it's his choice, right? It's either the island or I'm going to the highest bidder or where I think the best fit is for me. I'm coming home to Toronto where I grew up, or I'm going to Montreal for the money, or I'm going to San Jose where they've got a pretty good team there. And it's kind of out of the limelight, or who knows? Like, that's it's going to come down to probably five, six teams in the mix if he doesn't get it done with Lou. But I would be shocked if Lou isn't camped out on his front yard trying to get something done.
Well, he understands the importance.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It feels like Barry Trotz may be in the running there. They still got that vacancy behind the bench. But you bring in Barry Trotz, you bring in Lou. I mean, those are two really competent, old-school hockey guys. And that changes the perception of the team. But there are still different things that I think might be hanging over Tavares. And maybe, again, he just wants to play somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe just like, a change of scenery.
Yeah, and that is the difference between, you know, the difference between the NBA and the NHL and the culture and the way players approach it is really amplified over the next couple of weeks with the draft and with free agency. I was reading a piece earlier this morning, and we brought this up last week with the Ottawa Senators gong show that's been happening. I threw it out there that maybe a draft pick, a high-end draft pick, would say, don't take me. I don't want to come here.
Right.
And you guys said, no way, not going to happen.
I scoffed at it more than O did.
Well, and that's because of the history of the sport. It just doesn't happen.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Outside of Lindros in a couple of rare instances, generally you get picked, you put on the hat, you put on a smile, and you go on your way.
Away you go, yeah.
But Memphis, who's been just an outpost in the NBA the past couple of years, and their drafting has been horrendous over the past handful of years, in the first round anyway, they've got the fourth pick tomorrow night. And I read a piece this morning that Jaren Jackson out of Michigan State, and I think it was Mo Bamba, who are supposed to be in the running for that pick,
both said no.
Basically said, don't pick me. They declined an invitation for a workout. They wouldn't send their medical information. Like, that's the fourth pick. That's not the first overall pick. Right, that's the fourth pick in the NBA. They're saying, listen, if you take me, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
But I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to send you my records. Like, these teams are like, I need to see, you know, the most recent MRI.
But as the organization, don't you have to draft one of them anyway if it's the best player?
I would take him and trade him.
Yeah.
That's what you do, because then you could parlay that into something better.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think that's probably the best move. But that player still in the end gets his way. He gets out of Memphis. He may not be going where he wants to go, but he stays out of Memphis.
If I was that manager, I would take him. And then you can
find
sit
a worse
on.
Place. Some, yeah, find can, somewhere worse that he doesn't want to go.
Well, you can't take it out. You can't do that out of spite because then no. you get hurt. You but can't. You can't just trade him to.
But on your timeline, like that's the one thing that we say this all the time. The players have all the leverage. The only thing a coach or an organization can do is take away what playing time.
That's it.
And when it comes to financial situations, you know, you can hold out or you can. You know, in when the CBA works against you or for you, you use that leverage. If you choose one of these players at 3 or 4 and they say, I'm not reporting, okay, guess what? On our timeline, we'll facilitate that. But until we're not trading you until we get what we believe is full value.
Absolutely.
And
that's what you have to do.
That may take 6 months to do.
That's what you have to do. You have to. You got to take the best player available and then make sure that it pays off for your franchise.
It's an investment. As a manager, you're not doing them a favor. And you also, if you have to conform, like you, I mean, Bobby Clark did it. I'm sorry, not Bobby Clark. With Lindros.
Well, Quebec City.
Quebec City did it. And then traded him.
Yeah, and they got a boatload in return for him.
But that's what they're going to have to do with these players.
Right. And I'm just, you know, this is just an example of, again, where in the NBA, the players kind of...
Dictate.
They dictate. They've got a ton of leverage. It's a superstar-driven league. Everything's about player movement. Everything's about where the players want to be, where they're going to go, how much they're going to get paid.
Right.
And again, I think there's a happy medium here. I'm not saying I love that. No. And I obviously don't love the NHL system just in terms of interest level. You know, I prefer player movement. I think it makes your league a lot more interesting. I do think there's some middle ground there where you can find it, where you're not constantly screwing over fans.
Right.
And it's not always 4 or 5 teams that are getting everybody. But at the same time, you do get player movement and you get interesting off seasons.
Yeah.
Because... as much as we're amping up for this weekend in the NHL or over the next 2 weeks, maybe Tavares walks, maybe Carlson gets dealt. Would it be shocking if Tavares re-signed and Carlson stays in Ottawa? I don't think it's shocking.
No, it's not terribly shocking. It wouldn't be terribly shocking.
50%, like I would say, one of those two is staying. Now, I would lean towards JT.
No, I'm saying both.
I
don't know why John Tavares would do this all year and wait all year while they'll probably... I don't know how much the offer would have changed for this guy from the beginning of last season to Christmas time to the new year till now.
Two words for me, Lou Lamoriello. It's the owner saying, like, Garth Snow is gone, Dougie Wade is gone, Lou Lamoriello is going to change what we've been trying to change for a while, and we didn't do it. And that's on the ownership, because they're the ones who paid... and employed Garth Snow. And
you know what, Jamie? Like, Lou Lamoriello was very well respected in the game. I think he's got 3 Stanley Cup championships. But yeah. In the salary cap era, it's not like Lou's been the most dynamic person in front office.
I get it.
And people talk, and these players talk, and it's not exactly a whole lot of fun around there when it's just no shaving, no doing this, no long hair, blah, blah, blah. And it's maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
No, I think there's validity in that, and I do think...
Did he come here and make a bunch of people disappear and a bunch of salary move off the books and blah, 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 this and that? That's good executive work. But as far as success, and I don't know, would have to go through it, as far when the salary cap came in and those dynasty years were over in New Jersey, it's not an impressive body of work.
No, it's not Hall
of
Fame worthy.
He's just got this aura about him where it's this guy that's so hard-ass and does such great things, but... I don't know. Maybe it's we like him. He's been good to us, and he talks to us. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's a little bit blown out of proportion for people to understand that.
Well, I think what is blown out of proportion in the cap era with Lou is what he does on the ice in terms of the player personnel movements.
Right.
What I don't think is overblown is what he represents in terms of the culture of your program, in terms of finding loopholes to make things go away, which was very necessary here in Toronto. Now, I don't know all of the inner workings with the Islanders nearly as well as I knew what was going on with the Maple Leafs.
You know what? Making people disappear that have bad contracts, that's a good culture to have in a locker room. But maybe the idea of all the other stuff that goes with it, no facial... That's long gone, man. These guys don't want. Imagine going to San Jose and telling those guys out there no beards.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be like screw you,
but
man.
But that's the type of stuff.
But Tavares is a clean cut kind of guy, anyway.
He's going to sign because he wants to grow a mustache, not going to sign because he wants to grow a mustache, then he's got more problems than we think. And I don't see that. I see John Tavares is a very reserve, put together person, a true pro. And I think he's been dying for the island to have a direction. And that was my only point. If he felt that there was no direction or a light at the end of the tunnel because of the building, because of, you know, guys coming, some of his players, guys he liked playing with, Opozo, out the door. You know, Matt Molson, regardless of what you think of him as a player, out the door.
Thomas Vanek.
Like, guys, maybe Lou comes in and in 3 weeks or a month or however long Lou's been in, sells him on a different direction of what he's wanted to do all the time, and is win in the island.
I think Barry Trotz represents that more than Lou Lamoriello.
Agreed.
I think if you hire Barry Trotz, one of the top five winningest coaches of all time, coming off a cup,
right,
that speaks to Tavares a lot more than what Lou can speak to. Because Lou, I mean, there are parameters here. It's a cap era. There's only so much you can do. It takes two to tango to make trades.
Right.
What Trotz can represent is direction, stability, ice, direction, yeah.
But I
on
guess
the ice,
Lou facilitates that.
Yeah, he does.
Because he's the guy who comes in and hires him. He, in that meeting, says, I'm going to get a goalie. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And he seems to execute whatever he believes he can do. Whether that translates to success or not, or if Tavares, we don't know. He could have both feet out the door right now and is just listening out of respect to Lou Lamoriello because, hey, you know what? I've been there for so long. I'll hear what you have to say. Let's maximize what you guys have for an offer, but I'm going to do the Stamkos. I knew exactly, Stamkos knew exactly what Stevie Yzerman finished on, and then he still went out and got those meetings. And I think Tavares is going to do the exact same thing.
I don't see why you wouldn't at this point.
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you sign right before you get the opportunity to?
It's the most ridiculous thing anyone could ever do, and I would.
It would just be so silly. Even if you are 99% sure you're going back to the island.
Right.
Spend a couple of days in L.A. Let teams come in and fawn over you.
I agree.
Like, just for that experience alone.
Yeah.
To
hit
see
the town.
Absolutely.
Check the videos out. Because I think that I was reading about these videos. Bobby Mack, I mean, Brian, you may be onto something, too. Because these videos, last night I kind of got caught down a rabbit hole, like seeing, you know, videos. And Bobby Mack had that story. Was a football player, wasn't it?
No, it was Joe Maddon and the Cubs.
That's right. It was the Cubs. But maybe there is something there, and you can be creative.
Well, that's what you're selling him
world,
on, man.
Right?
I mean, that's what you're selling him on, coming to Toronto, and I guess Babcock would have to factor into that too. You know, he knows Babcock. Babcock was the coach of Team Canada at the 2014 Olympics.
And the World Cup.
So yeah. It worked with Marlowe in a very different stage in his career,
right?
But still prominent guy, face of his own organization, and he bought into it. So I'm sure they're going to try to use that same plan in terms of Tavares. Leafs signing a couple of RFAs today. We'll get into that. We'll tell you about it. Rays coming up. Jerry's percentage is at 530. There is some rumors online about some troll jobs going on throughout the city of Toronto pertaining to the World Cup. Should get to the bottom of that. And we called it news out of BC, that idiot that ran on the field.
Told you he would do that.
Yeah. He's got himself a law firm, and they're looking into suing Marcel Young of the Lions. They'll probably sue BC.
Yeah. They'll sue place.
The players, the building, the league.
I said this to you off
everybody,
air, Brian.
The province.
If only this was avoidable somehow. This awful case. If only that situation was avoidable somehow.
No, it's unavoidable. He had to jump on the field.
Ridiculous.
He had to. He had to go on the field and run like
an
idiot.
But then, you know, this. I wanted to quote tweet it and send it out, but I did not want to interact with the bleeding hearts.
Oh, I got right into the fold today.
This jackass deserves anything.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, this is society in a nutshell. In that right there,
mm-hmm. It is embarrassing.
It is. But
anybody in his inner circle who's allowing him to do this should be ashamed as well.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. Going to my parents or my wife. Imagine going home to your wife and being like, I'm thinking of suing. Oh, really? What happened?
I got drunk and I ran on the field and a football player hit me.
Yeah. She'd look at me and be like, are you insane? You're going to perpetuate this story, you idiot? You're not suing anybody.
Mm-hmm. And for people that say, what if? What if he would have broken his neck? What if? Well, what if he had a gun?
Exactly.
Kenny
Pegg
should sue.
Like, it just...
Kenny Pegg.
But here's the thing.
It wouldn't shock me if Ken Pegg did that.
It scares me as the precedent. If he actually gets anything out of this...
Well, that's another thing.
That's the scary part.
What are you promoting? The idea of idiocy paying off.
Right.
The next guy might be like, here's what I'm doing. I'm running right at that player. I hope he lays a finger on me and I'm going to sue him.
Exactly.
This guy will be walking around Vancouver in a neck brace for the next 2 months. Yeah, it's just a ridiculous story. All right, Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Ray coming up just after 5. The Leafs with a couple of signings today. The NBA draft tomorrow. We got a lot on the go here. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. So, someone sent me this tweet in the 3 p.m. hour because Portugal played earlier this morning and they won. So they're now, I guess, they have a win and a draw. And Ronaldo scored again. So he's got 4 goals in 2 games. But Kyle, who's a friend of the show, listens to the show, sent me a tweet saying, I don't know if you're aware of this, but massive troll jobs going on throughout the city right now. Portugal fans with flags on their cars are going up and down Little Italy honking like lunatics.
That could cause a riot.
Why should that surprise you? That's just what people do. People are idiots.
It's an all-time troll job because Italy's not in the tournament. Like, if they were in the tournament, I guess you could do this, and Italian fans would be like, cool, man, we play tomorrow. Like, we'll just go up to Little Portugal and do it to you. But the fact that Italy's not in it, you know, like, Italians are not taking this well, that they're not in this tournament.
Devastated.
Yeah. Devastated.
It's not good. But you know what? Like, that's the type of stuff that could cause, like a brawl.
That is when stuff gets carried away. Some guy with a Portuguese flag who's been honking stops at a red and then just gets dragged out of his car, and it's like, here we go.
Well, no, but then
he would sue. Now, honking a horn is different than streaking and running on a field in a CFL game, but he would claim that was unfair treatment.
Just doing nothing, just driving around, like,
just bothering people. Yeah. Just driving down St. Clair in college.
Like I say, I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this because I get very frustrated with it, but I don't want to come off like this old man yelling at clouds. But I believe that this one, I do have a leg to stand on when it comes to just idiocy and common sense. And I wholeheartedly believe my statement. How could have this situation been avoided? 30,000 other people didn't do what this jackass did.
Well, that's what gets lost here, is this guy runs on the field, and he acts like a hero, and it's his show.
He's not a victim.
No, and you walk into the lion's den, and if the lion gets you,
that's right, because the lion is afraid of its safety, because someone's not supposed to be there, and he's running around drunk. Who the hell knows what he's got in his pants, in his hand? You're taking him out.
Yeah.
Go YouTube Rob Ray in Quebec City when the fan tried to come into the bench. He got his ass fed to him by Rob Ray.
Well, but even go Monica Seles, who got stabbed on the court.
Kevin Collins, Buffalo one night, or Boston, he ran over some guy that was going after Billy McCreary.
Yeah.
Like just drilled him into the boards.
It should be a no-fly zone, period. And I said yesterday, and it was more tongue-in-cheek, like, your rights, the minute that you do something, shouldn't be there.
Were you in Calgary when the guy fell over the boards and knocked himself out?
Yeah, the guy was naked.
That was right close. That would have been right close to you.
I was 80 feet away because I was on the bench, and he was in the penalty box, climbed up onto the top of the glass of the penalty box. He was naked in red socks, and the guy in the penalty box tried to grab him down, and he slipped and fell on his head, knocked himself out, and our trainer ran across and covered him up first and foremost because for some reason blood rushes to certain parts of the body. So the guy had something going on a little bit there. Covered him up. And then tried to revive him because I thought he was dead. He flat out
fell on
his head.
That's a big fall. That's a big fall. That's a, what, 10-foot fall?
Oh, yeah, at least. Fell on his head and then it was a tight game. Like, I think it was 3-3. And Scotty Nichols skated by the bench and said, because Rob Niedermeyer, that was the first time he'd ever been a healthy scratch in his career. And he skates by and goes, boys, needs his hit rock bottom. He jumped out of the press box. And we all started laughing. So I'm like, I know we're on TV, so I put my jersey over my mouth because I didn't want anybody thinking that we were laughing at him. And then they woke the jackass up, and he started waving to the crowd as they shuffled him off. Like,
he got his moment. In a weird way, he actually, it went better than he was hoping. Because anybody that puts themselves in front of 30,000 other patrons and tries to become the show, that's what they're seeking out. Right. That's what they want, is to be the show.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, this guy in BC who ran on the field and got laid out by Marcel Young, the idea of him suing the player or the team or the league is ridiculous, because when you went out there and you tried to make a show of yourself, you got that and much more. The encore was you getting laid out. The whole world saw you, man.
Yeah.
The whole world saw you on that field.
Yeah.
And I just, that gets lost, that, to your point, 30,000 people are sitting there. They're just they want to watch the game. They're all having a good time. And you have to make it all about you by running onto the field.
They didn't make that decision to go on the field. Like, there's just got to be a line of common sense.
The common sense is, if you get laid out, sorry, dude, you got laid out.
But
you ran on the field.
I'm hoping that a judge looks at this lawyer and goes, get the hell out of my court.
Like,
and
right
quit
now.
Wasting my time.
Right
and
now.
And wasting taxpayers' money.
I doubt
for
it.
Me.
Man.
But you're right. Like, there is no, for me, there is no defense for that, because I had some people write to me like, well, he didn't have to charge at him with that type of force, and you shouldn't be treated with violence. Well, there's no manual for, okay, I'm going to be an idiot and break the law and trespass and run onto the field and do that and potentially put other people's lives in jeopardy. Because and don't say that, oh, well, what if? Like, you didn't put anybody's life in jeopardy. Well, then don't write to me and say, well, what if this guy broke his neck? Because that didn't happen. It's a what-if situation.
Goes both ways.
Let's just be logical and look at it. And like I said, I'll go back to my comment at the starting, saying, how could this have been avoidable? Don't be an idiot.
Well, and Gibby texting in after the Jays won today. Shout out to the Jays.
Thanks,
and Gibby. Thank you, Gibby. He's playing the devil's advocate here. The player shouldn't be the one responsible for this, but rather the security guard trained to take him down properly.
Correct.
Which, yes, ideally if the security guard can get there. But here's another thing. Security guards take these guys out violently as well.
Right.
So if it was the security guard who hit this guy with a spear and laid him out, then what? It's all good because it was the security guard? I think this guy would sue that security guard in the end.
Well, no, because
if you're going to be litigious.
Because if a cop chases this guy down and tases him, we're going to say that's excess violence. You can't hurt us. Can't hurt him. Like, that's the point. I believe there's really two sides to this argument, but the one side is not thinking rationally when it comes to it. I get that you should have rights, but when you've broken the law, at some point you're forfeiting within reason some of those rights. Like I'm not explaining it properly because I'm sounding like this guy should have been, you know, beaten to death or anything, or violently.
No, he got hit.
He got
once.
Hit.
That's
Move
it.
On.
It's not
like
the end of the world.
It just, I hated it. I hate it on all levels.
Leafs with a couple of signings today. We'll tell you about that in 2 minutes. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Gary Bettman is down in Vegas ahead of the NHL awards tonight, and announced that they expect the salary cap to rise to about 79.5, maybe 80 million. It should be up about 3.5, 4 million on last year.
It's pretty good, though, for every team, because you can, if you spend to the cap, that's a pretty darn pretty good player. That's a third, fourth, like for sure a third line.
Any good Gary audio, possibly?
Nah, I don't think there's great.
Of course not.
Well, if it's not good enough, we're not going to play it. I mean, what's he going to say? He's at the awards tonight. The awards are going on.
What time do they fire up?
I'm not quite sure.
8 p.m., I thought I read.
They're doing it differently this year. They're having like coaches and players and management kind of be the host. They don't have a host, as far as I know. I mean, I'm assuming someone's got to come out first and speak and get the ball rolling.
Right.
But I will give them a lot of credit. They've invited members of the Humboldt Broncos.
Yeah, I saw that.
The high school in Parkland, Florida, that hockey team, they're out there. First responders from the Vegas shooting back in September.
Yeah.
So
a tragic year. So, I mean, you're trying to put a bow on that and try and get people to focus on some positive things, because you're right. The Humboldt tragedy still continues to linger and will for many years.
Yeah. So cool that they invited those three parties to be a part of the week's festivities, really, in Vegas. And they'll all be on the stage tonight at different times. But as for the salary cap, again, I mean, there's different ways to look at this in terms of how you can justify different signings as well. Adding 3, 3.5 also kind of takes away from a bad contract. All of a sudden, that bad contract doesn't take as much of the percentage up, and maybe you can justify it a little bit. But the Leafs, they've signed Calvin Pickard, who was in with the Marlies pretty much all year, to a one-year deal, and he's their third or fourth option. But Connor Carrick got signed to a one-year $1.3 million deal.
I like the deal because it adds depth, and it's a contract, again, that the Leafs have so much money. If he doesn't make the team and makes it through waivers and all that, $950,000 of it goes away, so you pay a little bit. Like it's a contract that you could make go away.
Yeah, he's an insurance guy who's fighting for a spot as maybe the sixth defenseman.
I think he slides to seven.
Let's go ahead and make this a little sexy. They're depth signings.
Oh, that's exactly what
this is. Business transactions.
No, it's not. I mean, he's an RFA, but I think what is important to bring up when it comes to a guy like Carrick, who analytically they won more games when he was playing over Pollock, the numbers are what they are. Right. I think some people are looking at this like, oh, Dubas, obviously he's got more time for Carrick than he would a guy like Pollock. It doesn't matter if Dubas likes Carrick. Once he's signed, guess who's making that decision if he's playing?
Mike B.
Exactly. Like Babcock told Lou Lamoriello, Hall of Famer Lou, that he's not playing his guys if he doesn't want to play them. So Kyle Dubas is not going to have any more power with Mike Babcock than any other GM has. No. Like Ken Holland, who didn't have it. Lou Lamoriello, who didn't have it.
But
Dubas will supply the 23 guys, and Babcock will play whoever he wants.
Exactly.
He's not going to play Carrick because Dubas likes him. No, it's not going to happen.
But what Dubas will do is take the players away from Mike that Mike may have leaned towards, if that makes sense. Like, if Pollock won't be available to Mike Babcock, even though Babcock may want him and covet him. If Kyle doesn't deem that that's the way he wants his team to play, then you know Mike is going to play with the players, exactly what you just said, the 23 that's supplied. And it may have a different shape, but the team's not going to look that much different. I think Kyle Dubas is going to allow some of these young players to try and graduate, and he's going to sign a couple guys or make a trade that makes his team better. They're a couple players away from turning a corner, other than allowing the growth of the young players too. So it's, you know, he's got tinkering to do. The bigger thing is more contracts.
Yeah, exactly. It is tinkering. I mean, they ended up with 105 points a year ago. They've been a playoff team 2 years in a row. This is not, I know that people say this is the most difficult part of the mountain to climb up, is that final part of the mountain, the summit, so to speak. But they're in a much better position than 25 other teams in the league, 20 other teams in the league.
I think there's like projections are out or somebody, they're picked to be eighth in the league or some nonsense.
And that's around where they were a top 10 team all year. You know, in terms of how they were playing and what their points were telling you.
Yeah, they're top 10 team in the league.
Yeah.
And they could make additions to possibly put them in a position to move up that quickly.
Well, yeah, if you grab a difference maker, that puts you, you know, you land Carlson or get JT or guy, you know, those are guys that push you up pretty quick.
Yeah, very quickly.
But they're... What stuck with me with Kyle the other day, talking on our show, is he continued to stress, like, I'm a patient guy. I like to let things play out. I don't think there's that much change in store for this roster. I think there's just some nipping and tucking. I don't see him going to, you know, try and prove himself or make a huge splash just for the sake of doing it. He's going to be methodical. He's not a guy who goes chasing the headlines.
Well, that's true, although, you know, we don't know what his whole style is going to be. You know, he's never been an NHL GM. And I tend to agree with you when it comes to, like, big game hunting via trades or even at the draft. Like, I don't think he's going to trade into the top 10 and try to make a big splash. But with the Tavares stuff, like we said earlier this week, if you're going to go and meet with him, you're not doing it to waste time.
Oh, no. You're like trying to get that player.
You're trying to sign him.
Yeah.
You know, if you become one of the three or five teams that actually gets to talk to him, you're not going in there just to be like, hey, you know, we really like you. We want to let you know.
When does that period open up? Monday?
On Monday, yes. So as of Monday, probably early next week, mid next week, word will start leaking in terms of which teams actually got to sit down with Tavares.
Right.
If the Maple Leafs are one of them, then the Maple Leafs made their pitch, and they came forth with some heat.
Yeah.
They're not showing up, you know, pretending as if this guy's going to come up here for free or anything like that, or wasting time. Like, no, really, it's more about us doing due diligence for your next contract.
Right.
They are walking in there hoping to sign him, hoping to sway him. And if you sign him, it's the biggest free agent signing in a decade in the NHL. Doesn't get any bigger than that for your first big move for Dubas.
Yeah.
And it also would lead to moving pieces around, presumably. Yeah. If Matthews is going to get paid a boatload, which we think. If Marner's going to dig in on what he wants, Nylander, et cetera. You know, and there's still going to be other holes that you got to fill. No, you need a fourth-line center. You need another defenseman, et cetera.
You're right. And you're right. If they land John Tavares, it's a massive upgrade. Regardless, I mean, Kadri's a really good player, but that pushes him to three. And, you know, we said it yesterday. It would make him the best third-line center in the league, or arguably, depending on, you know, where you value a couple other teams. But outside of that, like, he's... You know, down
back-to-back 30-goal scorer and two-way guy playing on your third line.
Be good.
You're built. Absolutely. You know, you're up the middle. You're set. Regardless of who your fourth guy is, then you can plug in a guy like Miro Altonen for $800,000 and be like, give me 8 minutes a night.
The GOAT.
Or Freddie Lachivre.
The winner.
Who's an RFA.
And a winner.
It has to be re-signed.
On every level he's played.
That's all he does is win.
Yeah.
Parties with titles. Parties with cups. Ray Ferraro coming up in about 20 minutes. Jerry's percentages in 45. Here's a sales pitch to John Tavares. Weed will be legalized in Canada in October.
Yeah.
Maybe he's into that. Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe that's the video.
I hope Matthews they know what they're doing.
Whenever I go to a sporting event, I feel like it's legalized anyway. Everyone just smokes weed.
Yeah, you go to a concert.
Oh, no one's ever cared in Toronto.
No.
Ever cared. People,
I don't care either. I don't like the smell of it, but I don't care.
Vancouver's worse. You can walk down the street on Hastings. Like it's there's like those little shops. Like not shops, just tables set up with the... It's
like everywhere. Amsterdam out there.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so that's coming. I guess that was announced today in October. It passed in the Senate, all that kind of stuff. And I think we were all expecting this, but that put a different spin on things.
I
bring that into the meeting. Bring a bong into the meeting. Well, Dubas should just bring a bong in.
What's weird is...
put it on the table for
Tavares. I can't wait for it to play out. Because you know there's going to be wild swings, right? Like there's... Because...
Are you talking about weed or Tavares?
No, the weed, not Tavares. Tavares will play out in the next week. I'm talking about like, just in the culture,
right?
Period. Like, now at 16, people sneak a beer. Now they sneak a joint. Like they're both going to be legal, and I think it's for me as a parent, I'm going to have to get schooled on it. I'm not a big. I don't know much about it, to be honest.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of people. I don't think it's going to affect society the way some people think it will. I mean, for the longest time, who knows, man?
Who knows?
You don't know. But if you smoke marijuana, you smoke it. You've been finding it forever.
Yeah.
Now you can get access to it without meeting some guy in the corner or in a park or whatever.
Exactly.
But if you don't smoke, I don't think people are going to have the urge to try it now because it's legal. I could be wrong on that, but
More just if you go to. My biggest thing is if I go to, will they be at the bar? Like, I like the underground. Like, would it be...
Well, I think it'll be the same as cigarettes. You won't be able to smoke inside.
So you can buy it, like, I guess there'll be... That's what I'm saying, like, new information, like, it's going to be a kind of a new world as far as going out for a couple drinks or going out for this. Like, It's something I didn't. My friends did it growing up. I just never did it. I've done it a couple times in my life. I've told you guys. I went to Amsterdam and scared myself 2 days in because I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to get into the whole game
right
now because it's legalized.
You might get back in the game.
I'll see what happens.
The griff situation could roll back.
Oh, dude,
in,
I would fall off a cliff real quick. I always believed that the best possible reality show. This has always been an untapped market.
Okay.
Would get middle-aged people to try to track down marijuana in their respective city. So in other words, they have to find a guy who deals it. They have to set up a meet and greet. They have to do it comfortably wherever they feel like they're not going to get caught. Like just how neurotic people are.
Yeah.
How like do you
being
know how
followed.
Oh, how
somebody's
funny
watching.
That would be. Like have you ever seen that Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry goes out and is trying to buy weed for his dad who's got glaucoma or whatever it is? And just that would be.
You think that's.
You could get that every single week, a reality show. Middle aged people who are already neurotic tell them they got to try to track some guy down, meet him downtown in an alley.
Leaning over, do you have herb?
Exactly. What are all the cool kids saying these days?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jerry's percentage is at 5:30. Rays coming up. We'll get into the Maple Leaf signings from today, what we expect at the draft later this week, the NBA draft tomorrow night. Josh Lewenberg is going to be in studio, our boy Josh, at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And Dwayne Casey officially unveiled as the new head coach down in Detroit. That's ongoing right now, so we'll see what's going on down there as well. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
You've been listening to Overdrive, delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com.